This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
...of concern or areas of interest. He that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh the door shall be opened. Refuse to be comfortable with what is not working. If you're in love with Christ, all things are ordained to keep working together for your good. Never be contented with stagnation and failure. It's not your portion in Christ. So demand for the way out. Demand for the way forward. And as a covenant with us, call on me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that will lead the way forward that you don't know. Or you call, make demand for it. And we are here for that this morning. Micah chapter 2 and verse 10. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest. This place is polluted. It has power to destroy with its own destruction. You go around that mountain long enough, seek the way out. See the way forward. Everyone needs a shift. For that is our heritage in Christ. The path of the just as a shining light, ordained to shine more and more to the perfect day. That's why today is your day. No assumptions. Define your target. What are you set to take delivery of this morning? Define your target. Engage on the prayer altar with faith. And expect its response. No cha 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 cha. No room for the other side to respond. I will set me upon my watch, stand upon my tower, and I want to see what the Lord will say to me. And the Lord said, right, I will watch to see. I'm watching in the spirit. I want to pick what God is saying. Don't settle for the realm that's not working. He has the way forward. He has the answer to it. Let's engage the prayer altar for it. Now, for instance, serving God in truth and in deed is the most profitable venture in all the earth. What is blocking my profiting in doing it? Let them shout for joy that favor is righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Your favor is righteous cause. God takes pleasure in your well-being. He takes pleasure in my well-being. Why is he not speaking that much in my life. Why is this area not speaking that language? Then it opens it up. But serving God does not guarantee automatic reward. Let us therefore have grace that we may serve God acceptably. Acceptably. Hebrews 12:28, acceptably. Lord, what are the things that is not making my stewardship profitable enough? Check it. How acceptable is your stewardship? Are you faithful in doing it or eye service? Are you doing with ulterior motive? With a godly motive? Do you maintain a godly conscience in your doing it? There might just one thing, that one lot, that will open up everything. May that one thing come your way this time. He told that man, one thing thou lackest. One. All this I've done, he said, yes, you have done them. But one thing remains to open up everything. May the one thing remain to open up the unopened areas of our life be released this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I ask you to first mind your spiritual life? Lord, I need a forward movement in my walk with you. When it's okay with us spiritually, it's okay with us everywhere. It's our turn. It's our turn. I couldn't stand the church crawling for more than 3 months. Jesus, why is the church not growing? If I never ask, we might still be there today. You can't have answers to unasked questions. You ask questions to secure an answer. I had the word of prosperity. It was okay. I was even helping to share it. But I've not found what makes it work. I'd not found it, and I wasn't faking it. I knew I've not found it. It's wisdom to know what you have not found. Jesus showed me this thing. And when he showed me, I knew I found it. You will find whatever is missing here. Yeah. You will find whatever is missing in any area of our lives. We shall find it today. Yeah. In the place of prayer. Why is my family life this turbulent? Jesus, what am I to do to see peace and harmony restored to this family? Too much. No education is a substitute for home training. Let all parents hear me now. No level of education is essential for home training and spiritual upbringing. None. May you not suffer your life with regrets. None. No teacher can train your child for you. None. A wholesome package of covenant. Why are we still having a number of students that are just not fit for life? Because the training required is not given. Don't waste these destinies, please. Don't let prosperity become your adversity. Don't. Wake up. All our God-given gifts were baptized in the Holy Ghost before they went to secondary school. Speaking in tongues. You better wake up. Child, go to Italy. To do what? Don't even know the difference between left and right. God is showing the way forward this morning. Can I tell you this? God will never tell you what you like. He tells you the truth. Take it or leave it. Many people have to make decision now to reverse some decision they have made. You don't make it, carry on. You scorn, only you will bear it. It comes down to correct, to instruct, to reprove. All it does. Stand to your feet. I have the next 30 minutes before me, Jesus. And I've come to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to be in your presence this morning. And now fire on with your desires, with your questions. Have your journal with your hand, in your hand. God has something to say. He has some instructions to give. Speak to him. Listen for him to speak to you in return. Watch for his response. Every close destiny of our life is opening up this morning by asking sincere questions. Ask sincere questions from him. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. Knowing the right thing to do is knowledge. Doing it is wisdom. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. Jesus, show me the right step to take in this area of my life. Jesus, show me the right turn to make at this point on this subject. No one ever gets stranded with access to divine wisdom. No one ever gets stranded following the instructions of the Father. If you allow him to lead you, I allow him to lead me, I shall not want. Who make me to lie down on green pastures. No dry season. It will refresh my soul. No tension. I allow him to lead me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. When God leads, fear is gone. Fear is dead. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Reach out to heaven with a sincere heart, panting for the right way forward, the right way upward. What shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Show me the way to go to recover my spiritual dignity. Show me the way to go to recover my spiritual dignity. Show me the way forward in my business. I don't lose my faith in the process. Show me the way forward in my career so I don't lose my faith in the process. I miss heaven. You are free to take any position that is convenient for prayers. You can kneel. You can stand. You can sit. But engage. Don't let this hour pass you by. Don't let this hour pass you by. Don't let this hour pass you by. I know you have the answers, so I've come to you. The God of all answers. Show me a better approach in my endeavors. Show me a better approach in my endeavors. Show me a better approach in my endeavors. Show me a more profitable way in my engagement, my stewardship. I don't want to labor in vain anymore. Show me what to do to move my life forward and fulfill your agenda for my life. I'm redeemed as the salt of the earth, an asset, not a liability, the light of the world, a pace setter, not a struggler. Lord, show me which way to go, what step to take. Only those who ask questions and try to answer. If anyone lacks wisdom, the world say, let him ask. If anyone lacks access to the right way to go, let him ask. We are redeemed as a forward-moving army of Christ, ever winning, ever taking territories. Remember, as you call, watch out for his response. Watch out for his response. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you do not know, that you need to know. To secure your way forward. If anything is ever wrong, it is never wrong with God. It can only be wrong with us. It's not just the devil is all over the places. Why is he sitting on your neck? Jesus, I need to know the way forward. Let's begin to round up our prayers. Let's start to give God thanks for the connectivity on the prayer altar this morning, for the response from heaven. Lift up your two hands. Begin to magnify Jesus. One by one, the things we have presented, the response we have received, begin to give him thanks. Begin to give him thanks. I thank you for hearing me this morning. 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 I celebrate you, Jesus. There's no one like you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the response of your still small voice. Your still small voice. In response to my call this morning. Thank you for the response of still small voice. In response to my call this morning. Lift up your two hands. Speak to him. If anything happened to you on the prayer altar this morning, thank him. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for thoroughfare in your presentation. Thank you for access and audience with him. Thank him for responses from him. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Eli said to Hannah, "The God of Israel has granted you that which you desire." Amen. I therefore declare over your desire today supernatural delivery. Amen. God has shown many of us the way to go about any particular thing. Grace to go that way. Receive it right now. God must have instructed some of us to reverse some mission we had made earlier. Grace to humble ourselves to do so. Receive it now. Not all that glitters is gold. Not every open door is God's door. Many are traps in disguise. No one here shall be trapped anymore. No one here shall be trapped anymore. You can't catch a rat without a bait that attracts him to the trap. You put the bait, the smell is so sumptuous. The rest, my God, this is free food today. Ooh, and then the neck, wow. It's gone. Satan has plenty of bait all around. In the name of Jesus, I decree this mountain your mountain of escape. No one shall fall into the trap of the wicked. The wisdom of God will show the way forward. The way out and the way upward in the name of Jesus. How many have been assured that God heard them this morning? How many are sure that God responded this morning? Now go ahead, let's praise him. For a moment, congratulate your neighbor to your right and your left. Something has shifted. Something has shifted this morning. Give God praise. Amen. Genesis 24 and verse 63. And Isaac went to the field to meditate there. And we brethren as Isaac, we are children of promise. Oh, how love I thy law, David said. It is my meditation all the day long. Can I ask that to make today a day of meditation that will culminate in decisions you're making based on the responses you have had from God and through his word. Isaac went to the field to meditate there. Paul wrote, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to your findings in your meditation, that your profiting may appear to all. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditation is one of the gateways to profiting in our walk with God. Don't leave this place without Holy Ghost inspired decisions. We have come for an encounter with the ever-winning wisdom of God. And wisdom is knowing the right way to go and going there. Knowing the right way to go is knowledge. Going there is wisdom. So no matter how much you know the right way, until you go there, nothing will happen. So grace to go on the right way that he shows you and me on this mountain is as vital as knowing those ways. There is no value in a seed you don't know how to sow it. As a farmer, it may die in your cupboard, yet there's a plantation waiting out there. It's not enough to know what to do. It's important to receive grace to do them. Please don't engage in unhealthy chat. You don't need any sort of thing here. You came to meet with God. Settle down and ensure to take delivery of things that will keep speaking in your life all your days. I was in a commercial vehicle where the Lord delivered to me the secret of each remarriage. I've been asking, but that's the time he chose to do it. I was in a public vehicle. I was looking for paper to scrap with. See what happened in a public vehicle. See the effect till now. Please hang around Jesus today. Would you do that? Stand to your feet. Hang around Jesus today. In quest for his responses and grace to embark on what he shows you to do. Amen. Lift up those two hands. The day is declared your day. Yeah. The effect of this prayer hour will work wonders in your life. By Shiloh 2025, you are here in your new God ordained startup. Impossible doors begin to open to you from now. When God leads, goodness and mercy, which equals favor, follow the individuals. From this mountain onward, favor will keep chasing after you. None of us will abuse the unspeakable gift that heaven is passing down to us today. Yeah. You will testify. Yeah. You will testify. Yeah. You will testify. Yeah. 7:15, the hour of visitation begins. Meanwhile, like Isaac, get out in your spirit, meditating on the way forward, the steps to take, the turns to make, the reproofs to embrace, the corrections to embrace, and you find life just opening up in three dimensions, and that shall be your experience. Amen. We're here at 7:15. God bless you. With God. You may want to walk around. You may want to sit, whichever. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.